And in the studio, our next singer-songwriter, Joe Wilson's here. Morning, Joe.
Morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Thank you for coming in early, bringing us some plums and things. And you're going to be at Live and Local tonight, along with Penny Feather, who's supported with Nikki Keys and the Blukes. And this is not the first time you've played at Live and Local, is it?
Nope.
Nope? Going to be anything different this time?
Yeah, something up your sleeve? I've just got a few different songs. I got a cough about the last time I played, about 4 months ago. I got a chest infection just after. And I had actually lined up a load of songs and little gigs to play over the summer down the South Island. I was going to try and get back into it.
Right, and then you got scuttled.
Yeah, his chest infection, sinusitis kicked him. It just has always stuck around. So the only singing I've really been doing is really quiet singing.
Quietly to yourself.
So I wrote a few songs recently that are quite quiet. So I'm like, okay, so it'll be a quiet...
Okay, it's going to be a quiet show. Well, they can turn the volume up on the sound system. That'll do the job. So, what was I going to... Oh, that's what I was going to talk about. I actually wanted to ask you, because you interviewed Monty last time he was here, I think, yourself, because you were DJing here at the time. Do you ask different questions to the ones I ask? Because you're a musician, so I imagine...
I can't remember what we talked about, eh? Because me and Sammy, I just think I...
You're winging it.
Just, yeah, didn't really plan it quite a lot. I think it's the relatable stuff, so for... I guess for me... My journey to singer-songwriting, Monty inspired me a lot. So I'd already started my journey into it when I first come here like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Dunedin and was just down there trying to bit part work together and do some music. But like Monty had no interest in playing cover songs. Yeah. I wanted to do it for real. And I met him down there playing and he just inspired me a lot. And I just had 101 questions for him. Probably annoying. And how do you do it? What did you do? And rah, rah, rah. And so I guess the questions I'd ask Monty are probably based on a reflection, you know, 8 years on from that time.
Yeah.
I've done and how he has felt about what he's been doing and still successfully does so well. He's so inspiring to me. And I love his song. I think he's got such beautiful songs. Just as a songwriter, I love people that craft songs really well. And I think he does it.
So when you listen to a song, like when I listen to a song, I'm just listening for like the emotional connection or the sound or the enjoyment. But are you listening for a few different things as well?
No, I just want to feel connected. I want to go into a world where I feel like I'm in his story, or the story that he's telling is something that I feel I've lived in some way, or I know someone else has lived that I know. I just want to feel, you know.
Right. So you're not overly analytical. I saw an interview with Neil Finn years ago, and he was like, he can't listen to pop music anymore. He has to listen to world music because he just overanalyzes everything. But you're obviously not.
I think he's probably a very good musician. So for someone who's a simple songwriter like me, I don't get. I remember when I used to listen to bands like Dave Matthews, and realizing he can play in ways that I and sing in like. You know, singing one rhythm and play the guitar on another rhythm. I was like, oh, every time I tried to do it, it's just a disaster. I was like, actually, I'd listen to him and get annoyed all the time because I couldn't do it. So it's a painful experience of jealousy, like ego. You know, like my pride was too big to enjoy the songs.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it was nice for people like that just to let go and enjoy it. And I watched Monty play, and he plays the guitar so beautiful. He's got this beautiful, you always see the best in everyone else. What you don't have, and I think that's something that's maybe it's the same for all creatives. You always think someone else has got something you haven't, so there's a bit of imposter syndrome there, and I'm quite aware of mine. But you know, I listen to Monty and I enjoy him playing things that I know I can't do, and I don't have the drive to actually now want to be able to do those things. I just sit in my own space and do what I want to do. But it means I can enjoy listening to other people more than I used to, rather than going, I hate you, you're really good.
All right, well, look, do you want to play one of the songs that you've put together while you couldn't tour the summer?
I just wrote this one the other night, actually. It's quite...
What's it called? What's it about?
What's it about? I guess it's about... I think a lot of my songs are reflective of relationships.
Okay, so that you don't want to say too much about what this is about or who it's about.
No, just nothing specific. It's just that comes out. You know, I pick up a guitar, start and find a melody, and see what comes out, and try and piece something together. And I don't overly think about it too much.
Okay.
And try and keep it just to. It's like a nice thing to finish. You know what I mean? And then
Okay, so the name. We'll just do the name and not the backstory.
Come Down.
Come Down. Okay. All right.
Standing at your door, wondering if you'll come my way, wondering if you'll come at all. Inside out, dancing to your tune, you're the only one I want, but only if you want me to. I'm waiting for the come. I'm waiting for the night, waiting for the fall. Give me just a warning, 'cause I will fall apart, I will feel it all. Up and down, spinning on my head. I was just a poor boy then, I didn't even know the rules. Take me out anywhere you want, and I would be a fool for you. I'll give you everything you want. Waiting for the come down, I'm waiting for the night, waiting for the fall. Please give me just a warning, 'cause I could fall apart, I will feel it all. Hey, still standing at your door, I'm wondering if you look my way, I'm wondering if you look at all. The sunset pours like wine into my veins, it's filling me with so much calm, I'll let it take the pain away.
You're on Raglan Community Radio. That's Joe Wilson playing Come Down, a new track. First time we've heard it on the radio, Joe. Have you?
Yes.
These new songs, they're just existing in your head at the moment? You haven't recorded them or anything like that?
I never record anything, Aaron.
You have? We've got two of your songs
on. Oh, yeah, you've got two of them from a while ago, yeah. No, yeah. I do. I just, in my head, just they exist. I guess because I was a busker, I didn't need to do anything. I just played for 4 hours a day. There's... I don't know how many people walk past, and then you can play more, and everyone's heard them, and then you do it the next day, and then you write more because you're bored of what you've written, and then
okay,
it's just a song. But that's how I did music, you know. It was different to he does gigs and stuff, and I was just a busker, you know. I just enjoyed that life of it.
So he is Monty, who's still here. He's actually filming. He's taking it quite seriously. He's now outside the window filming us through the window, Joe. So.
Is he? Wow.
This is Joe was filming the interview with Monty. Now Monty's filming the interview with Joe. I'm quite enjoying this morning where it's going. Now there was a question. There was a question I asked Monty that I want to ask you. Whose career do you wish you had? Which musician do you wish you were? If there is someone you wish you were.
If I was thinking about who was a songwriter I have really admired. It's not that I love his music at all, but there's a guy called Passenger, who's just a singer-songwriter, who was a busker. And he managed to, I think we'd played in a lot of the same places, actually, in a lot of the same towns and streets. And I met him in, he's the guy who sang, "You only know the light when it's burning low, you only miss it." So it's huge, he's international
star.
Yeah,
it is big, yeah.
And I sat in a cafe next to him in Brighton. I was writing a song, actually, for some of my friend's kids for her birthday. And he was sat next to me and we started chatting. And I was like, "Oh my God, mate, I'm not going to fan stalk you or nothing, but what does it feel like to have gone from being a busker to someone that suddenly could make a really good living out of it?" And him and his mate Stu Larson, the other guy with him, they laughed and they were like, it's the same, but now I don't have to worry about the small stresses.
Mm.
But the same thing that exists, maybe Monty relates, is the troubadour lifestyle. So it's pretty lonely. That's what my experience was. It's beautiful, but it's lonely because, you know, you're maintaining this cycle of reflective thought, I think, to write songs, to maintain reflective thought, to write songs, to maintain... But if you were to get to a point where there was success, financial and a bigger crowd, I think that might pull away and it might be more enjoyable, you know, because...
You could get an entourage to travel with you.
Totally. You could have friends and real humans to hang out with in an evening other than, for me, the homeless crew.
I actually saw an interview with someone at the opposite end of the spectrum, Andy Summers from The Police. He was interviewed by that guy, Rick Beato. I don't know if you've seen him on YouTube.
No.
But he said at the end, when the Police broke up, he kind of thought it was this cool way of just going out on top. But he said it was really hard following that. Like, suddenly the entourage was gone, the excitement, the fun, and he had to like figure out what to do with his life again. So even if you get that popularity and that fame and the entourage and all the thousands of friends, it still leaves you at some point.
Totally, and you're still just you wherever you go. You know, you got to still be yourself wherever you are. That's always there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you follow yourself around no matter how hard you run. Yeah.
So I think career-wise, that would have been good to have some. You know, might be able to buy a bit of land and put a house on it if you sold enough tickets to enough big gigs.
Yeah.
But other than that, I just I'm in awe of people. Like, I got to see Jackson Brown last year, who's been probably my lifelong favourite songwriter.
Yeah.
I was so stoked to go and see him in Auckland. I couldn't believe it, and he was incredible. And he just said something that really struck a chord. He's like, thank you for coming to my gigs for 65 years. And we were like, oh my God.
Wow.
So my mum used to have, you know, my mum fancied him. He had a poster on the wall. I've had his poster on the wall in a different way. but he said, thank you so much for allowing me to be a kid, play songs and travel the world. He'd lost a few band members that year who had played with him for 60 years. And he was like, I've just realised I'm 78 or whatever he is. And he's like, far out. Still do it. Time's just, nothing's really changed. He's still doing the same thing. And how lucky he felt.
Yeah.
And I think, I admire that. Do you know what I mean? Someone that could do that. And
All right. Should we play another song before we go?
Me?
Yeah. You got any more songs, Joe? I hope so. How many are you playing? You get like time for like half an hour at the at Live and Local?
Hold on a minute. That's a quick thing.
All right. You can tell we planned this out carefully, as usual here on the morning show. Is that another new one?
You don't have plectrum, do you? You don't have the strummer. Don't worry, no, it's all good. Hold
on, we're consulting with Monty for a pick. Of course Monty's got a pick.
Okay, this one's called Olden Days. It's it's about when my granddad passed away and my nana was slowly coming towards the end of her time. It was the idea of him singing from beyond, talking back to her, going, it's going to be all right. And it was a song I had written. I learned the piano during lockdown and I had this melody and I had this whole song written, but there's no words. And I was like, I love that. And it's actually my proudest song probably, because it's taken me the longest time to craft, like over 2 years to get together.
Yeah.
And so that's probably why I'm not very good at that. I have no patience. So I have to write a song quickly, otherwise I can't finish it.
One of the benefits of lockdown.
Yeah.
We were taught patience.
You good? Both young with that starry gaze, you're making the memories that we hold to now, walking the side streets of this lonesome town, caught in a dream, but oh my love, we were wild. Restless heart
on the day that you found me, rescued this poor boy, lazy days, kick back and smiling at the love we made. We're never complaining, baby, we had it all. The stars up above and the light in the hall that never went out. But oh my love, we were wild and free, raging hard on the day that you found me, rescued this poor boy. Oh darling, it's okay, I'm waiting, the sun will be shining like summer in your eyes, the weight of the world will be gone, I'll be right beside you. So darling, it's okay, I'm waiting forever and always. Oh, this life flies by, so don't fall back and stay in the shadows. There is so much for you to see and all of the wonders to It's the light, it's the morning, and this new life is calling. Love is such a thing to behold. Oh darling, it's okay, I'm waiting, the sun will be shining like summer in your eyes, the weight of the world be gone, I'll be right beside you. There's nothing to fear, let the light of love guide you. So keep moving forward, this life's still unwritten. There's nothing I want more than you to keep living. Oh darling, it's okay. Oh darling, it's okay. Oh darling, it's okay. Oh darling, it's okay. You and I will wait here for
You're listening to The Morning Show here on Raglan Community Radio. That was Joe Wilson. And remind us the name of the track, Joe. I was about to announce it and I'd forgotten.
Olden Days.
Olden Days. Beautiful song. Look, thanks for coming in this morning. And thanks for filming Monty when he was having his interview. And Monty still, he's just been filming Joe.
I wasn't filming his songs. I was bloody chatting to Steve, just enjoying him.
I know, you took a few photos or something. I saw a little bit. So appreciate the little swap out there. That's nice. So Joe's going to be part of Live and Local tonight, Friday night, at the Old School Arts Centre out the back there. It's Koha Entry. There's going to be Penny Feather with Nikki Keys in support, and also the Blukes as well, the ukulele troupe, on the show. So, yeah, from I think doors open at 7. Show starts 7:30. And Monty, you're the same, 7 and 7:30 on Saturday night, but in the front room, Eva's room at the Old School.
Are there still tickets for yours, Monty?
Yeah, still a few left.
Still a few left. You can get them on the door, but they cost more on the door. So get them from Under the Radar for Monty. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Kia ora.
All right, folks, end of the show for the day and the week. I'll be back again on Monday. See you then.